This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silent Real and Chevy.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
December 6, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours live, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. I have got to behave myself and cover this news today because it is the good, the bad, and the ugly. There is so much to go over. Now, Paul Watson wrote about different recounts taking place in Michigan and other states financed by Jill Stein, the Democratic Party, via the Green Party. And his number was there were 10,700 plus votes that were basically taken away from Trump and given to Hillary. The new numbers, because he was going from numbers that were out yesterday, new numbers just came out minutes ago. An article's going up on InfoWars.com. It's now 17,000 plus votes extra for Trump. And they found less than 2,000 extra for Hillary. So clearly, as usual, the election fraud is leaning at Trump via the Democrats. Oh, I'm sorry. It's now 18,422. An hour ago in my office, it was 17,000. Excuse me. So as the recount on goes, just every hour, it's thousands more votes that didn't go to Hillary that went to Trump. So are they stopping the recount? Oh, no. They're dragging their feet as slowly as possible so that coming up on the 19th, it's not prepared. It's not ready. It has to be done, they're saying, by the 13th to send the numbers on, or I guess it just holds up all the Electoral College votes that Michigan has. And that is the goal here. Oh, and the other states with the recounts, it's the same thing. 3-1, 5-1, sometimes more votes taken from Trump, given to Hillary Clinton. So we're going to be breaking it all down here today. But there it is from the official state website printouts, 18,000 plus for Trump. As Trump said, there'd be millions and millions of people out there voting illegally and people voting in the place of dead people, and that millions of those votes would be going to him if there was a national recount. And now it appears Trump's right again. The Democrats in seven states passed laws out of their legislatures that governors wouldn't sign because it violated federal law, saying let illegals vote. If somebody gets here from China and is here a month, they can vote. Or from Germany, they can vote. Or from Mexico. You can't do that anywhere else. This is astounding. Now, that is one article out of hundreds. And they're all just as insane. Now, that's some good news right there. Let me give you some bad news, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back. It's all being concerted. It's all being coupled and coordinated with the government here in Obama's last 44 days. EU demands social media websites censor fake news within 24 hours, and now they're calling on CNBC to ban this show. That's right, ban me. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder, another word, another time, his life was green and good, until the crisp cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
On this live original Tuesday, December 6, 2016, global transmission, I come to you with extremely good news, my fellow humans, my fellow liberty lovers across this globe. Humanity is awakening at an alarming rate to the New World Order, and so they are pulling out stops. The EU has come out, the official government, the unelected bureaucracy that 20-plus nations never voted to enter but just magically took them over by covert stealth, has issued an edict to block, using basically a Washington Post list that they use from some nebulous unnamed website. We don't even know who runs it or owns it. Just a magic website. That if in 24 hours, Google and all these other major internet service providers have not blocked that list that includes Infowars.com and Breitbart.com and DrudgeReport.com, that they will start fining them and take them to court. Now, let's just pull back here because this is so staggering, so over the top that I have trouble even believing it's happening. A year ago and change, Matt Drudge gave us an exclusive interview. He came to this studio, and in the shadows about 15 feet away on a mobile mic, broke down the fact that in 2016 they were going to drop the hammer, whether Republicans got in office or whether Democrats got in office, that the globalists were moving to censor the internet and to shut down nationalist and populist information. And he had a lengthy dinner with a sitting Supreme Court justice. One of the good guys is dead now, so it's not hard to imagine who. But it's a living Supreme Court justice. And that Supreme Court justice said, I've been briefed. They're ending free speech. Starting in 2016, they're going to make their move. And he came here to warn you and say, this is coming. It wasn't just some local newspaper claiming they talked to the Supreme Court justice. It was Matt Drudge, the reclusive king of news, here to tell you and to warn you this was coming. Now, how do you come in and announce you're going to have Chinese-style communist censorship? You call it fake news. The communist Chinese, for decades, since they've had internet, have been arresting people, putting out information critical of the government, critical of stocks, bonds, anything. Negative, basically. And they arrest them, saying it doesn't exist, you're insane, we're going to put you in a mental institution. And if you look at what Europe's doing, what the U.S. is doing, it dovetails with the line that you're mentally ill. The Morning Joe this morning called for internet censorship of anyone talking about the Podesta WikiLeaks emails that are clearly using code words and talking about the president wanting $65,000 of succulent hot dogs to enjoy. And the three kids will be in the hot tub for your entertainment. And we have the FBI's own training manuals that you can go to, and we put them in reports. We're putting them on screens showing the code words and symbols that are used. And it's pizza, pizza with cheese, sauces are, it's walnut sauce. That means people of color. This is known, okay? And it's all in there, and you've had major whistleblowers come out and say that this is going on. Does that mean everyone involved in the emails is doing something wrong? Absolutely not. But the point is that we know about the Lolita Express and Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton. He and that guy's a convicted pedophile now. And the Pleasure Island with the kidnapped kids. We know about Boys Town, and we know about the call boys to the White House. That's the Washington Times. And we know about Penn State. We know about the Catholic Church. And we know about all of this. And how did the Jesuits, now run by communists openly, take over the Catholic Church a few years ago with a blackmail scandal over pedophilia? That was even in The Guardian. Now, when The Guardian reports on the fact that blackmail was used to put Pope Francis in and to have the other Pope, Ratzinger, run off to Gandalf Castle, that's where he stays now. Not from Lord of the Rings, Gandalfi Castle. Is the mainstream media going to say that's a conspiracy theory or an hallucination? Because on The Morning Joe, they use the words hallucination and that people are hallucinating. Well, why did WikiLeaks even release this information? I guess that's a hallucination, too. So this is a literal so-called Jedi mind trick, where they are looking at everybody and saying, you didn't just see what you just saw. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. And notice they're putting their list in now before Trump gets in 44 days. Notice they're pushing this all now trying to get it in place as a new bureaucratic regime before Trump gets in. So we're going to put up, coming up this afternoon, our first ever petition. Not to the White House. We've done those. They've had hundreds of thousands of people sign up for it. Really, all it is that we've now learned the White House getting your email to use it in a database so they can spam you with this info. But it served its purpose because we took it over and it would get national attention on the points we put in there. But no, we're going to have our own petition so we can deliver it to Donald Trump, who I assure you pays attention and listens. And so we can also coordinate and try to organize people into a free speech movement to defend free speech. We've got a lot of tricks up our sleeves if they actually try to delist us. But they've already done it on Google Chrome. They've already done it on a lot of platforms. They're already delisting Breitbart on Apple iTunes. This is here. People better take this very, very seriously. And so should Donald Trump. And when I deliver him digitally these petitions, and I'm also going to print them off for effect, when I have those delivered to Trump Tower next week, we're going to start this today, run it right through next week. When I have those delivered, it'll probably be wheelbarrows of them. We're going to print them all off with a petition and a comment on there. We're going to try to set up where you have a comment as well. To a president that actually listens, we're going to say, Mr. President, in the cover sheet, you noticed just last week they called to kick you off Twitter. They had the Washington Post, the New York Times, tell Twitter, kick Trump off. He's a bully. Yeah, he stands up to bullies like you. He calls people out. The media does everything they can to show, you know, weird screenshots of him, freeze-framed. All of it is deception by an enemy media combine hell-bent on enslaving this nation, and we're standing up against it. So EU demands social media websites censor fake news within 24 hours. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. We need this article to go completely and totally viral now. I'm going to read over it in a moment. But don't forget, Twitter says it would consider banning Donald Trump's account. That's in response to the MSM saying ban him. If they can ban him, they can ban everybody. Oh, but they decide it's fake. Your Facebook comments, they say, are fake. No judge, no jury. Nobody sues you to prove libel or defamation. Just you're off Facebook, you're off Twitter, you're off YouTube. And that's what they're demanding. And that'll be used as the model here, the new EU model. You'll see it if they put it in place, which they say is going to happen today. Then you'll hear our media go, our MSM go, oh, see, it's an EU government list. And so it's official. We're going to follow it, too. So they're moving to delist where you cannot post our material or visit Infowars.com in Europe. We told you it was coming. It's incredible. It's actually happening. And they want to even censor the president of the United States. That's how deceptive they are because they've imploded. The mainstream media has died. And I want to explain something to everybody. Trump is destroying them by exposing their monopolies, by exposing globalism. Trump is a godsend. It's why they hate him so much. Trump has already delivered, not just bringing jobs back when he's only president-elect, Ford, Carrier, you name it, but exposing the one-sided deals, exposing the MSM. I saw a cartoon graphic. Somebody showed it to me, and I said, please don't tweet that out. I don't know if anybody did on Real Alex Jones, because I tweet on there, but so does some of the crew. But it was a great cartoon of Trump throwing a football over the MSM gaggle of cameras and crews to one person symbolizing social media with their laptop open. And that's what's happened, dude. In fact, somebody find that, please. I want to post it on Infowars.com because that little cartoon tells a billion words. But the key to people on social media is don't just look at something interesting and then show it to one person, send it out. I forget who the crew member was. I said, make sure you go tell the writers about that and get that out. Bet money it wasn't done. There and they're looking for an hour. See, and inside the building, I have a great crew, but they think if they talk to each other about something, that's news. No, it's not. It's got to be put out to everybody out there. And you, the listeners, have to do that as well. When you see something powerful and interesting, you need to pay it forward. That's what I'm here to tell you. We're skipping this network break. This broadcast is in the process of being shut down. If they can kick us off the internet next, they're going to have slap suits. They're going to have gaggles of people come after us. They're already going after our sponsors. They're already going after everybody else's sponsors. This is well known. We're in a war for this country right now. And the answer to that war is send our links, send our videos, send our articles out to everyone you know with 10 times the fervor that you've ever engaged in. Because they're going to get your guns. They're saying your kids belong to them. They're going to force inoculations. It's already happening. They're going to kick you out of your regular house or apartment and make you move into a coffin apartment and charge you more for it. They're going to run your life. They crave it. And we've got to get them off our back, and we're in the process of doing it. And so because they were caught as fake news, rigging the media, working with the White House, lying about polls, engaging in disinformation, covering up racial attacks on white people and all the other trash they're involved in, and illegally opening the borders, they're now in full panic mode. And I told you, their answer would be censor their competition. That's killing them. What have I covered here that isn't true? The FBI says what's in the Podesta emails matches pedophile code words. The media did call for censoring Trump. The EU is calling for censoring us, and we're listed. That's all true. We're here covering real information they don't want you to know, like this article on Infowars.com right now by investigative journalist Wayne Madsen. Open borders, grab bag of valid U.S. visas available overseas, just to whoever wants them. Obama just gives them out. Here's how ISIS could enter America, and they just admit it's being given. We're going to cover that. We're going to get into so much more, because they're not going to just quietly go into the night. They're not going to just give up. They're going to consciously continue to move forward, thinking you're in a trance, thinking you're not conscious, thinking you're not aware of the war you're in. Now, here's some of the good news. Trump's America. GOP congressman preps national concealed carry bill, and Trump says he's going to sign it. Think that's got him freaked out? That's what I've called for. That's what we've all called for, is a national concealed carry bill. Once that rolls out and we prove, like Vermont and other states, that you should just have an open carry, period, and then it just becomes open carry without even a license. That's already happening in, what, a whole bunch of states. This is phase one. Our Second Amendment right doesn't disappear when we cross state lines. And it allows people who already have a concealed carry, again, to go into other states, and then it pressures the other states to follow suit and unify those laws. Another huge victory. Look at, oh, the Trump effect. CNBC, you know they hate this. They don't mention, you know, the fact that it's the Trump effect. Diners returning to restaurants after election, restaurateur Danny Meyer says, then they have the statistics showing massive increases in people going back out to eat because they were uncertain. Middle-class people making $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 a year. They call you middle-class, making like $65,000. They didn't feel confident about going out and spending money now. The stock market's exploding. Investment's exploding because the promise of tax cuts is around the corner. That'll turn up the amount of revenue coming in because there'll be more action. If Trump just leaves spending the same, we'll start paying down debt. This is known. The problem is no Republican or the Democrats has ever cut spending or even left it the same in the last 30, 40 years. They always increase it. Under Reagan with the Democrats, they tripled spending. Reagan delivered on rhetoric and tax cuts, but then a bunch of bad stuff happened like amnesty and gun control because everybody was so in love with Reagan, they just let the Democrats do whatever they wanted. That's not happening this time. If Donald Trump delivers on a third of what he says he's going to do, he'll be the next George Washington. And, folks, he's already delivering, exposing mainstream media as a fraud, killing them. You understand just the fact that he beat them? Just the fact that the whole media tried to destroy him and they failed? And the fact that he's up there talking about Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo? Do you have any idea how just him being there? Let's say the globalists are like a bad Superman. Trump's like raining kryptonite on them. Nowhere they go can they get away from it. It's over. Unless they can kill him or get us to be dumb enough to think that he's betrayed us. And if he betrays us in any real way, I'm going to go ape. But if he makes deals and gets us 60% of what we want on one particular piece of legislation, where instead of the left always saying compromise to us and then they take ground, if Trump starts doing what they did and taking ground, oh, baby, I just want to move the ball down the field. But the Washington Post admitted last week, they said all their hopes are driving a wedge between the Breitbart people and InfoWars. It said that in the headline. That's all they're hoping for, as if we are stupid. So this is just unbelievably, incredibly exciting time to be alive. Now, continuing, again, Trump came out, and he knows from Pew Research, it's actually 20-plus million dead people and illegals that are on the rolls. But they believe, from Pew Research, that's was covered on Fox News, that we played it like five times, that 3 million, that's where I was getting those numbers, that 3 million illegals, it looks like, are voting. Because you can look at how many people we know are illegal on there that end up then the next time voting. Usually, though, it's the last election's numbers. It was probably worse. We know there's 4 million dead people, it appears, that are voting. And again, the media plays that trick with their listeners and viewers. They go, oh, Jones says dead have come out of graves and are voting. No, alive people are going with the Democratic Party with lists of dead people that have recently died who are showing voter rolls, and they're going in and impersonating them in the majority of states that now let you vote without an ID. Okay? So Trump comes out and says, quit saying she won by 1.5 million votes. Quit saying, you know, that I only won the Electoral College. I would have won, too, if illegals and dead people weren't voting. And they freak out and say, oh, it's from Alex Jones, the fake news website, you know, the discredited guy that told you Trump was 10, 15 points ahead in all the polls. And they now admit the polls are broke. They lied. I'm right. But the same, yeah, the same evil Alex Jones. I got that from Pew Research, Dum Dum, and a bunch of other publications and studies and reports. Now, in one state, I was giving numbers at the start of the show of 17,000. Because that was what I saw a few hours ago. The latest numbers are now, they're coming in hourly, were 17,000 plus this morning, 18,000 as of showtime. Guess what they were as of the last break? The story's being written right now. Just went up on Infowars.com. Update, Trump up by 22,000 votes. Now, let's be clear. That was 30 minutes ago. Trump up by 22,000 votes in Wisconsin recount, proving his point that he would win a recount and would win, let's add this, because I was in there writing the headlines during the break. I kind of just yelled it at him nicely, but, you know, running around like a chip on my head cut off. Oh, I'm like a Tasmanian devil around here. Because, I mean, we're in a total war here. The headline is proving his point that he would win a recount, proving his point that he would gain votes in a recount and thus win the popular vote. That's what I'm saying. If he's gained 22,000 votes, and they're saying they're far from done, they're into day five, they're saying, because the Democrats are doing it slow, they're saying it may go for 3 more weeks. But that's just Michigan, where she's lost 22,000, and they're not even half done. Oh, look at headline news. Hillary Clinton loses 32,423 votes in day five of Wisconsin recount. Wow. Wow. 32,000, 22,000, and they're far from done. He's already at 55,000 or 54,000 plus votes in two states, and they're not even half done. Do the math of all 50. Just like Beth Harris, a big Democrat, a big liberal, totally respect her, anti-war for the right reasons. You know, just they're still good liberals, but they're not the establishment. She called other elections as frauds, had the proof. I agreed with her when it was against Republicans, because I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a populist, and I know Trump is. She said every state she looked at, it was leaning against Trump. The fraud was all going against him. Late night, weird ballot boxes coming in, all for Hillary. That's a fraud. Stole 5 states from him, clearly. Tried to steal the states he won. I bet you money, if you added up everything, I think it's conservative to say she stole millions and millions of votes. I mean, it's already being borne out. But again, they think the public are a bunch of idiots. And you know that a lot of these fraudulent votes aren't getting caught either. So you'll have them find 1,700 votes supposedly for Hillary in Michigan that supposedly went wrong. And then 22,000 so far for Trump. They found less than that in Wisconsin for Hillary and way more than that for Trump. 32,000. Wow. And Jill Stein is only targeting states Trump won, saying the Russians stole it. Wow. I mean, this is incredible. We're going to add all this information and stories on InfoWars.com. Get out the fake news, according to MSM, just actual screenshots from the state websites. Everybody you know on Facebook and Twitter while we still can.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free, along with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have the European Union official government, unelected bureaucracy, I'm going to cover it in a moment, read their actual edicts, is coming out and saying, we have a list from the Washington Post that came from a website, and they won't say who runs the website, it just popped up, but we are going to ban everyone. I don't know why I'm doing an EU bureaucrat in a British accent, but it just feels good. And so now you have 24 hours, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, and 100-plus other organizations to shut off InfoWars.com. We are actually listed. InfoWars.com will be inaccessible immediately. Woo! That's bold, baby. As well as DrudgeReport.com. As well as Breitbart.com. Is that clear? They're fake news. Oh, yeah, we're going, oh, look, they're only recounting areas to block Trump and slow counting to hold it up past the December 13th date so they can take the Electoral College votes and say it's all held up. They've got to be certified by the 13th, passed on by the 19th for the Electoral College. Oh, sorry. Oh, and guess what? In every state where they're doing recounts, is it 5-1? If Jill Stein's got 1,700 for Hillary in Michigan and then 22,000 for Trump in Michigan, what is that, like 8-1? Numbers, more votes for Trump that he's gaining than she's gaining? She's losing 20-plus thousand to Trump and then gaining 1,700 back. 30-plus thousand, and the recounts are far from over. Why, they've just begun because they're dragging their feet. Oh, but that's fake news. We shouldn't be showing you the state websites of Michigan and the state websites of Wisconsin and showing you links directly to the pages. Oh, my gosh, such fake news. You go to our news, 9 times out of 10, it has neurotic hyperlinks to every claim we make. I say 9 times out of 10. A lot of times it's just commentary and it's me sitting there talking and, you know, then it's my opinion, my view. But the point is we always go with the best information we have, and that's why we have such credibility. They try to cherry-pick what we say and do and then use us as a model because we're the biggest. Notice who they're going after, Drudge, Breitbart, and InfoWars, because if you can shut those down and start curtailing them, it's over. And then they also want to ban the president. Remember, he's got to be kicked off Twitter. The Washington Post, the New York Times, they're all calling for it. Now, let's go ahead and go to a clip here. This is of the Morning Joe today, openly calling for the censorship of the fake news and saying that we have hallucinated the code words that are in Pizzagate. And then mainstream media goes further and they say Pizzagate is only about ping pong pizza in D.C. and the former boyfriend of David Brock and Media Matters that runs it, and the fact that the Democratic Party has their parties there, and all this weirdness goes on, and even the lawyer that was there when the guy reportedly went in there and shot things, though he didn't see that happen or didn't hear it happen, even that lawyer goes, yeah, no, I think Podesta's doing some really bad things and these emails are really bad. But then everybody's crazy to be concerned about what's happening in the Podesta emails. You know, it's the Clintons' fault with the Lolita Express and the Epstein pedophile island. It's their fault with Wiener. It's their fault with Clinton and all his sex crimes. It's their fault that it's coming out in the news that the police say there's pedophilia going on. That doesn't mean everybody in the emails is involved or bad. And that's where I've said we should be very, very careful. But what does fake news do? They turn around and say that we are the progenitor of it all. Not WikiLeaks, not the people that actually sent the emails, not all the news that's covered it, not CNN and MSNBC and everybody else that covered Pizzagate 3 weeks ago and only made it about ping pong pizza to divert everyone off of the FBI training manuals that show that pedophiles use pizza and other Italian toppings as code words for the type of pedophile stuff they want to do. That's what we covered. That's what we got into. But see, how do you distract away from the weird stuff that's in there? You attack Alex Jones as fake news. Let's go to the Morning Joe, ladies and gentlemen, calling for censorship of fake news, a.k.a. their competition. This is Chinese-style net censorship writ large. It's what desperate organizations do. It's all they can do. But they're not saying, oh, we have a new blacklist like the communist Chinese do that are advising Facebook and Twitter in the last 2 years, getting them ready for this. No. It's only fake news. Don't worry. Only fake news that just got the president elected, that said he was really ahead in the polls, that said they were giving the questions to Hillary beforehand, that said they were coordinating everything. Oh, and after the clip, I have another new email from WikiLeaks with Podesta telling Comedy Central what questions to ask and what to do to cover up Hillary Clinton's crimes. Every channel, every news show, down the line. Let's go to that report. Here it is.
It's not hard to stop this fake news.
No.
If you're Google or if you're Facebook.
Hard if you're Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, so this pizzeria story, I won't dignify it by explaining what the conspiracy is, but people saw in the leaked Podesta emails, they hallucinated words meaning something other than what they appeared to mean about some very nefarious thing. In other words, they took a pretty innocuous email and thought the words inside that email are code for what's actually happening inside this.
Oh my God.
Grew up in a conspiracy theory, and it has real world implications. Again, when a guy walks in because he thinks he's saving children in a pizzeria with an AR-15 and fires off a round where families are eating, that's real world stuff. That's not just stuff floating around the internet.
And one of the most shocking things to me is you actually have people with college degrees who read these fake news stories and these conspiracy theories. And then call all of us up. Is this true?
And young people don't.
Is that true?
Differentiate.
No. Is that true? You know, after about the 20th, I'm like, no! Stop!
You think the Flynns are doing it knowingly?
Stop.
Do I think the Flynns are doing what now?
When they retweet this stuff, do they know it's not true and they're just trying to stir up trouble?
I think either way is really disturbing.
All right. Either answer is disturbing.
Yeah,
disturbing. So, we now get it. What's happening? The discredited, lying mainstream media with almost no viewers on these huge sets, losing hundreds of millions of dollars per station per year, are going to sit up there, the same liars that we've seen for years, and tell us it's a lie, it's not true. Well, in general, the emails, WikiLeaks, the fact that pedophilia exists at Penn State, or with the UK government, or with the Catholic Church, or with the fact that it's all around us, they're busting giant pedophile networks all the time, and then nothing's being done about it. The whole Barney Frank scandal, didn't get in trouble for that. Underage, young as 14 years old, runaways, in his three-story townhome, running a brothel of teenage boys. That was in the news. I suspect they'll come out and say, Alex Jones claims Barney Frank had a bunch of underage teenagers in his house. It was in the frickin' news. He went on C-SPAN, we ought to find the clip, we found the transcript, it's in the New York Times, and said, everybody better drop this right now, or I'm going to start naming names. Leave me alone. So, what's really happening is, they are misrepresenting and making the entire story about the emails, and about WikiLeaks, and about what Podesta was up to, and the Lolita Express, and Epstein, and all the rest of it, and confirm stuff. And law enforcement sources saying they're using code words and telling the public, look at this, this is serious. And then the FBI manuals from 10 years ago, 5 years ago, this year, have the exact words in them that we see in these emails, and we say this needs to be investigated. Maybe it's something innocuous. Maybe people also call pizza toppings what type of drugs you want. It could be drugs. They could be using a pedophile code for other stuff, but it's a pedophile code, okay? It's one used by them. We are hallucinating it. We are insane. We are crazy. We are out of our minds. It's not going on. It's not happening. What are they going to do when WikiLeaks releases more even hardcore stuff? You're being set up, MSM. I hope you know that. And they're so dumb, they haven't figured it out yet. Maybe they have. They're like, we got to shut the internet off now for all the different channels where this can get out with these blacklists. Do you think blacklisting Infowars.com? Light years worse than what McCarthy did to some Hollywood people. Do you think that's going to be effective? No, that's the final stage you completely fall in. You think if you blacklist us and WikiLeaks releases more info, it's not going to get out? You make a black market in news, you'll make us even more powerful. I feel like Obi-Wan Kenobi said to Darth Vader, you can't win, Darth. You strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. You just don't get it up in your big New York, arrogant, high-rise studios that you're sitting there and your lies don't work anymore. What happens when it all comes out? The same MSM for decades covered up the pedophile stuff in the Catholic Church. Then once it broke, they were the big champions exposing it. They covered up Penn State. That's hundreds of times worse. He was getting kids for donors. It's come out. Disadvantaged from ages 7 up to like 14. kids that had already been abused, kids nobody would believe. Until he got so brazen, football players would walk in at high noon in the showers in Sandusky, would have an 8-year-old bent over. And look at Sandusky. And we put Sandusky on screen for TV viewers, and then put Jimmy Savelle up there. I mean, I don't judge a book by its cover, but when you talk about pedophiles, folks, they are somebody you'd walk to the other side of the street if you saw them. They have a weird, like, demon-hungry little demon smile. They're always real wimpy. They're not, they're like demonic chipmunks. Now, look at Sandusky. Now, let's put up another evil chipmunk. Let's go ahead and put up Jimmy Savelle, who supplied children reportedly to the royal family. Look at that guy, boy. Woo! You want to walk the other side of the street with that? You imagine being a 6-year-old girl and that walks through the door. It's time to die. But he didn't just rape them, folks. He slit those little throats while he raped them. Good God. Scroll down. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you want to talk about a pedo, baby? There's one. Oh, but MSNBC says, and CNBC, the Morning Joe. Oh, the Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough. Is it fake news you were found a dead intern, an attractive young intern, female intern, was found dead in your office? Strangled? Oh, was a dead intern found in your office, bro? And I'm just saying, and where are you today, Jack? Oh, is that fake news that a young female was found dead in your office? There are no dead females found around here. If I have a wild night, I might go bowling and drink a beer. Don't even drink anymore. Teetotaler. But wild night for me is a beer and bowling, Joe. Okay, but you're the type of man they want to promote. You're the type of man going places. I get it, sweetheart. I get it. So I'm going to get more into this here in a moment, and then back into the really positive news and the Trump effect. Before we go any further, I'm going to tell everybody something right now. We don't make any money selling Hillary for President 2017 shirts with George Soros in the back as a goblin. But we are selling a ton of them, so thank you for that. But let me tell you, making $6, $7, $8 on a shirt doesn't make this money go round. We need to bring in some serious hard cold cash in this fight. I need to get 5, 6, 7 more reporters. I need to get more crew members. I need to get more writers, more researchers, fact checkers, you name it. We've actually, got to get into a more editorial perspective here because, we go with basic analysis and research and info and generally off other reporting. But I want to go even next level. And I need funds. And look, people say they want to fight the New World Order. Well, baby, there ain't nowhere you can spend your money and know that it is doing 1/10 of what we do. I'm sorry, it's just a fact. InfoWarsStore.com says deport Soros in the back. InfoWars established 1996. On the front, it says Hillary for President 2017, limited edition. And then on the right-hand shoulder, InfoWars.com. Get the shirt, be aggressive, get it out there, meet like-minded people. Now, to support the broadcast, let me tell you something. If you don't try DNA Force that is documented with 175 clinical studies with just the BioPQQ, and there's so many fake BioPQQs out there. This is certified from Mitsubishi America. It's been proven to deoxify, to take toxins out of the cells, to a nerve growth factor, energize, and more. Just go read about it. That's one ingredient, DNA Force. It would cost you 3 to 4 times this to get it from a doctor. This stuff is not sold in stores. DNA Force is not prescription, but it is in Europe. They're trying to make some of this prescription. So BioPQQ, get it today. It's 25% off. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection to find the supplements. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whether it's high-quality, storable foods, you can be self-sufficient, or really great solar generator systems, or great mini systems to charge your cell phones and jump your car, or lightning in a bottle, vitamin B12. In Secret 12, it's all there. The all-new Brain Force with 20% more caplets, powdered caplets, to absorb better in each bottle. And it's a stronger or concentrated version with no fillers. Didn't have fillers before. We've just found some even more energized sources. We're always upgrading, always doing it. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But the number one thing you can do is pray for us. I'm praying for you. Pray for enlightenment. Pray for awakening. Pray for a hedge of protection around those of us trying to battle evil. Please deliver us from the enemy's snares and darts. And take our articles, take our videos, and post them on Facebook, Twitter. Put them out everywhere. Try different stuff in the InfoWar. Change names. Put our videos on your site. Give them a name like French Bulldogs to beat their AI. And then watch it get 5 million views. We've been doing a lot of testing around here. But here's the deal. They don't want to embarrass themselves and censor us openly. But despite all the covert censorship, we went from 28 million a week listening and viewing before the election to 85 million a week of the election. And our new floor, our new low, is 40 mil. 40 and a half. 40 and some change. But they want us kicked out of the big Google system where we can see what we're doing. That gives us targeting. It gives us like a canopy on airplanes. So you can actually see what you're doing. And let me tell you, we're devastating the enemy. You're devastating the enemy, so keep it up. They want to delist us. They want to just suddenly not be able to hear from us if you are over in Europe. We've got some guerrilla tactics to counter this, but this shows how much trouble the EU's in, that the EU said covertly 2 years ago, they now admit, oh, you're going to try to leave us, Spain or Italy or others? We have a new EU army that is going to march in and, quote, take control of your military. That's called an invasion. But the bureaucrats will open the door and act like it's no big deal. It's a covert takeover.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. privatepowergrid.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
You know, we've got Joel Gilbert coming in studio in the next hour. He's here in Austin, the filmmaker, really one of the MVPs of the election, exposing the globalists, and he's got new breaking news. He went to the same maximum security prison that Mr. Helter Skelter is held in, Charlie Manson, and talked to one of Obama's best friends, who's certified to be one of his longtime best friends. He told him everything. Gilbert's really an expert at getting original research. Talk about an investigative journalist. When and how Obama found out communist Frank Marshall Davis was his real father. This is confirming this. Obama's racist views growing up. How communist Frank Marshall Davis radicalized Obama during his youth over drugs, alcohol, and visits to strip clubs. This and more is coming up. I'm not going to tell you everything because he's going to break it down. This is big. This is coming up. I should have been plugging this from the very start. JoelGilbert.net is his website. He helped also get the Danny Williams story out. It ended up getting over 50 million views conservatively and really helped in the urban demographic turn the tide against Obama. So we were, and of course, Hillary Clinton in the election. Now, I've got a lot of other clips I want to get to. The really exciting news is in two different states where they started the recount, the first states to give us numbers, Trump has picked up 33,000 more, Hillary not even 2,000. In Wisconsin, he's picked up 22,000. She's picked up 1,700. So she's lost over 20,000 and gained 1,700. Trump has gained 22,000 in Michigan and 32,000 in Wisconsin. Update, Trump up by 22,000 votes in Wisconsin recount. We also have the Michigan, too. And again, folks, I've got all these numbers in front of me. I'm teleprompter free. They're all just dancing around in my head, making my head spin. But last time I checked, it was 22,000 in Michigan. There was also Wisconsin and a lot more. But a lot of exciting things are going on. A lot of exciting things are happening. Also had Rob Dewin here with his cracked iPhone screen going, look, see those? It's more than 17,000. Here's Wisconsin and here's Michigan. And my head's spinning. Just go read the article on InfoWars.com. It's very, very important information. Now, speaking of fake news, this is some of the latest from WikiLeaks.org. It's from 2013. And it's John. I hope you got the chance to see the Colbert Reports, two special episodes. I had them do a CGI, you that we taped in St. Louis that weekend. This is the link to last night's with a sketch about commitments and monologue with WJC interview aired Monday. Hope you enjoy. Looking forward. And then it goes on to your feedback. Next will be your Colbert appearance. That's ColbertNation.com. And that's them with John Podesta telling him how they're choreographing everything for Hillary, dealing with her college. The fact that the Clinton's college was a million times worse than any problems that Trump's college may have had. So the Colbert Report special episodes, that was the title of it. That's what they're doing, is every major media outlet coordinating, scripting it. You don't need to know that when Obama goes on Jimmy Fallon Live and has some scripted piece riffing off of jazz, and it's all perfectly done. It's all choreographed, and they're choreographing things. It's disgusting. They are the fake news. They are the establishment Decepticon news trying to keep control of the economy, trying to make sure they run the whole show, trying to keep you poor so they control you. That's why it's important to take it personal and realize this is a war against foreign multinationals that have hijacked the country. Act accordingly. Do everything in your power that's nonviolent to expose these monsters and to speak out against them and to take action. All right, second hour, only 70 seconds away. So much to cover. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.